Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's stick on football for just a little bit longer here. Benjamin Albright, of course, he does it all in Colorado, covers the entire league. KOA, 850 AM in Denver. He's the Broncos insider there. Benjamin, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast here with Joe Shasky, but you're in Bonte Hill. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourselves?
We are good, although we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo here, and my co-host here asked me to sell Jimmy Garoppolo to another team. And Benjamin, I just can't do it. I just can't sell Jimmy G. And I don't think there's any market for him. The guy has shoulder surgery, so he's not throwing all summer long. Maybe you can sell Jimmy to another team. I can't do it right now, and I think the Niners are totally screwed in trying to get value for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I think you're trying to have me sell chicken salad as chicken salad. I don't think it's going to work. I think the market on him is cratered. I don't think the Colts are in on him at all. I think it's going to be Mariota. So I think that the shoulder surgery thing is just adding salt to the wound there, and it's just a bad situation. The Niners were hoping to get a pair of twos out of him, and at this point they're lucky to get a day three pick out of him.
Wow. Wow. Well,
so here's the thing that I'm curious on. Did they misplay their hand here? Did they wait too long? Is it because of the salary and it's always been, an uphill trade here? Like, why is it that his value is where it's at right now?
I think it's a combination of things. I think they overplayed their hand. I mean, anytime you're going to see Carson Wentz, you see the Washington football team take on Carson Wentz's salary and give up two draft picks to do it, multiple draft picks to do it, and not go after Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been to a Super Bowl. I think that means you've overplayed your hand because Scott Turner and the offense over there in Washington would be just fine with Jimmy Garoppolo at the helm. Carson Wentz is a giant question mark. So I think what they've done is they just overplayed their hand in the end. Everybody knew what was coming. They knew he was going to be available at the end of the year, and so they went out and made their plans and their contingency plans, and it wound up that you get around the circle, and he's the only one without a chair left to sit in.
Benjamin Albright here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, host, reporter, analyst, the Broncos flagship station, Broncos insider at KOA Colorado. Benjamin, how do you view Jimmy Garoppolo? What did you make of his postseason performance despite him dealing with the thumb and the shoulder injury? What did you make of his postseason performance this past season with the Niners?
Jimmy's the same guy he's always been, kind of a caretaker quarterback. If you've got a good, strong run game and a strong defense, you can win football games. He's never going to carry you, but he's not going to mess you up either. I call him the rich man's Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, that's what he is at the end of the day. And so I think if you're a team that's looking for efficiency, I think that he's your guy. Honestly, the perfect landing spot for him is probably the one place he can't go, in division up there to Seattle.
Why not? Why can't he go to Seattle?
Well, I mean, you just don't see in-division trades like that. You just don't see those things happen. I don't think the Niners are setting Seattle up to have somebody of Jimmy Garoppolo's caliber where they can force them to play with somebody of Drew Locke's caliber.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just looking at it right now. I mean, what's the more likely scenario? They hang on to Jimmy Garoppolo and restructure and he stays a backup or competes for the starting job? Or they just flat-out release him for no compensation?
Man, that's the million-dollar question right there. You can't see him just releasing him. That seems to be something that wouldn't do any good. I mean, they need to net some of those picks back. They moved up for Trey Lance in the first place. So I would suggest that they would probably just take some ridiculously small deal, a deal that they perhaps had not anticipated type taking before they would just release him. Maybe they bring him back. I mean, you know, insurance policy, what's the worst that happens? He sits there and then you can't move him next year either? I mean, you're out the money, but, you know, I guess giving it another whirl might not be the worst idea.
How does that play in the locker room? I mean, Benjamin, you're very tapped in. Like, if they really truly want to go to Trey Lance right now, how does that play in the locker room, having someone who is as liked as Jimmy Garoppolo is stick around?
Well, it depends. I mean, normally you don't want a situation like that. But if Trey Lance comes out and plays like Pat Mahomes, there won't ever be any questions. If Trey Lance comes out and struggles, that's when you start getting a split locker room. Well, we should have never left Jimmy. He knew what he was, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's the gamble you'd be taking there. I think Kyle Shanahan's too smart for that gamble, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it feels like Don Yee didn't help out Jimmy Garoppolo in this situation. There was a disconnect with him and the 49ers brass. It's the way it's playing out, Benjamin, with this Jimmy Garoppolo situation.
Yeah, I think the dream scenario here is that Josh McDaniels gets stupid and moves another quarterback right at the beginning of his tenure. And that's the dream scenario, that Jimmy somehow winds up in Josh McDaniels' ever-loving arms again. But right now, I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, what do you think about Deshaun Watson here? He's going to get moved as he's talking to teams, Carolina, apparently New Orleans, Cleveland. How long will his suspension be if he does get suspended by the NFL for last year?
Yeah, I don't know that he'll get suspended. It just depends on the civil outcomes. You've got four of the women there that won't settle those. So if those get settled or adjudicated in his favor, I'm not sure there'll be a suspension.
Wow.
If they don't, then you look at it the other way. The commissioner has extremely curtailed powers thanks to the latest CBA. It's not like it was back when Roger Goodell came into the league and was Sheriff Raj and just suspending people at his discretion. So there has to be an impetus there. And if you don't have a conviction to work with, I'm not sure that you can get a suspension. I don't think he's going to Cleveland. I was told no AFC teams, no cold weather teams. That would seem to disqualify him on two fronts. I think it's going to be New Orleans or Carolina, but we'll see.
Do you think the Niners were in on Deshaun Watson last year before all the mess happened with him and the massage parlors or whatnot? Because it felt like the Niners, with the picks they gave up to go get Trey Lance, it felt like from afar that they were in on Deshaun Watson as well.
Yeah, I think there were probably about half the league that were quote unquote in on him. I don't know if they would have been a finalist or a final contender, that kind of thing, but there was about half the league, I think, that was quote unquote in on him before all this stuff came out. After that, they cut bait, like Denver at that point, that they were not interested at all after that. So, you can certainly say they were in. How in, I don't, you know, how far they were willing to commit to that process and where they were in the pecking order, I don't know.
Benjamin, you're so tapped in. We always love hearing you. Obviously, up in Denver, so you see this guy twice a year for the last couple of years. Charvarius Ward, cornerback from the Chiefs, signs with the 49ers. What is he as a player?
Oh, he's a very good player. Disruptive. He's a guy that'll get after the football a little bit. It's funny because, you know, I know the Niners were looking at Stephon Gilmore as well, and they wound up with Ward, who I thought for the money might be the better fit, better player. He'll certainly a good scheme fit for what you do there. He can play man, but he's just as good in the zone. I think that he's not the most imposing, but he's certainly a guy that I think does a great job playing the corner position and has certainly been a thorn in the Broncos' side.
Is there anybody else that the 49ers might be in on in terms of free agency? Because I keep looking at pass rush. They restructured D Ford's contract right now to free up a little bit more money. But it feels like everything is on hold because of the Jimmy thing. Can they still make moves? Is there somebody out there? Or does the Jimmy domino have to fall first?
They could still make some moves. The Jimmy domino would certainly help. That would be the lubricant, the mechanism. But, you know, at the end of the day, they can still make a few moves. I heard Bobby Wagner once over there. I think he wants the revenge tour against Seattle. I don't know if they're going to work it out there or not, but I heard he was interested. Definitely the pass rushers with some of the guys that have come free. I think that there's going to be a market there. The real thing for the pass rushers is waiting for the Chandler Jones thing to drop. Once that drops, it's going to be a lot easier for the pass rushers to go.
Where's he going? Because I love him. I would love to have him with the 49ers opposite Bosa.
Well, I was told last night the top two were Denver and Buffalo. So if the Niners crept in overnight, then I couldn't tell you that. But as of midnight last night, the top two were Denver and Buffalo.
So Denver picking up DJ Jones, who I think is very underrated defensive lineman. You guys are going to like him out there in Colorado.
Barbecue
DJ
sauce
can
too.
Play. Yeah, he has a good barbecue sauce as well, Benjamin. So make sure you get
that's
the DJ Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was told. I'm going to have to try it out, man. I love me some barbecue.
Yeah, you got to try out the DJ Jones barbecue sauce, man. It is really delicious there. Russell Wilson going to the division. Obviously, there, and you see the Chargers loading up with J.C. Jackson. They make the trade for Khalil Mack. Who is the favorite right now in the AFC West? Is it still the Chiefs' division to lose, or did the Chargers and Broncos close the gap?
Well, that's the question there. I think you got to defer to Kansas City just because they've been there, but their defense is coming apart at the seams, and you know they need some they need at least an additional receiver somehow. And then you know you look at Denver. I think Denver's probably number two just by virtue of the quarterback that's been there. Justin Herbert, for all the hype, hasn't dragged the Chargers to the playoffs yet. Now they've loaded up on defense. Last year, it's interesting because the guys they loaded up with are pass rushers and pass defenders. The problem with the Chargers last year wasn't the pass; it was the fact that you could run on them at will. And so it's going to be interesting to see. They got Sebastian Joseph Day. They still need another big fella down there. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with that. And then they couldn't protect the quarterback, and they haven't really done anything on the offensive line. So the Chargers, for all the big names they signed, haven't really addressed the problems that plagued them last year.
Mm. All right, so if you had to guess here, it's an educated guess. Where does Jimmy Garoppolo end up, and when does this happen?
Oh, man, that's good. If I'm sitting there laying money now, somehow to the Raiders. Man, it's tough. Maybe Houston. You know, maybe Houston works something out after the Deshaun thing. Maybe they work something out.
Nick Caserio.
Him and Davis Mills. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of there that's still viable.
Wow, Nick Caserio there, GM of the Texans. Who knows? He really played himself. Man, Jimmy Garoppolo, this is... And look, Benjamin, I don't count him out as being a 49er next year. I know it sounds absurd, but with the way this thing is playing out, backing up for Trey Lance and just creating chaos here in the Bay Area, I could see that happening too.
Yeah, the first guy to suggest that to me was the former director of scouting for the XFL, Eric Galco. We were talking on the phone, you know, about a week ago, I guess, and he's like, "Man, when this carousel starts going, if Jimmy doesn't get snapped up quick, watch him just sit there. He could go back to the 49ers." Yeah. And I laughed at him at the time, and now I'm the one who looks like an idiot.
Man, Benjamin, you are on fire today. Thanks so much, buddy, for joining us. As always, we'll talk to you soon, man. Broncos and Niners play this year. I think we may have to make that trip out to Denver. Never been in Denver before. I hear the airport is about 2 hours away from the actual city, but I hear great things about Denver.
Yeah, the airport's located in Kansas, so good luck with that. we'll make DJ make us some barbecue.
No doubt about it, Benjamin. Have a good one, man. Enjoy free agency.
All right, now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.